Hey, this is P.S. Tell me your name and where you live.
Crystal Jones, Greensboro.
And how did you find out about the summer solstice in the park?
My mother told me. She saw it on the news.
Oh, you saw it on the news?
Yes.
Do you remember what channel it was?
You only have three. Come on, Grandma. This is the easy one.
I'm going to say it was...
News Channel 2, WFMY?
Tell me who the people are.
I have no idea. I don't watch the news.
The guy in the morning, and it was the guy. It was News 2. It was Channel 2.
And today?
Not today.
Not today?
It was last week.
Oh.
It was last week I saw it.
Well, so since this is sponsored by a group called the Goddess Effect, and there are goddesses and fairies here, can you tell me who God is?
Who God is?
Mm-hmm.
He's the creator of all the heavens and earth.
God is the spirit that lives within me. Okay, that's all I know.
Okay. And how do you know that?
Something I feel.
Okay, and you?
Something I believe, and I was taught.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anything else? Okay, here's another question. If two people... can describe, I interviewed a couple of guys a few moments ago, and you, and I'll interview other people tonight. If two people describe God in two different ways, can they both be right?
Yes,
absolutely.
Okay. And how can that happen if they're both describing the same thing at the same time?
That's just the way everybody sees things differently. But they're the same,
mm-hmm.
but they see them differently.
Mm-hmm.
Just like two people see a car accident, and there'll be two different stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to read a couple of things to you and ask your opinion. These are two passages from the Bible, maybe three, depending on how how long your answers are. But I want to know your opinion once I read these. Exodus 34, and both of you answered. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God.
I agree with the second part, but not the first part.
Okay, whose name is Jealous is a jealous God? You'd agree with.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't agree with, do not worship any other god, for the Lord.
Okay. Yeah.
Right? Okay.
That's what I...
Is that a question?
I'm just asking you to make a comment. Yep.
Comment.
Do not worship. Yep. Exodus 34 says, 34:14 says, do not worship any other god, for the Lord whose name is Jealous is a jealous God.
I agree with that.
Okay. All right. You ready? One more.
Okay.
Romans 1. Verse 24 and 25 says, therefore God gave them over to sinful desires in their hearts, to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen.
She wants me to come on out.
Yeah.
You can go first.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I don't
know. You don't.
That's why
okay.
It seems true
first.
In the comment. I mean, it seems true in the sense of the.
Okay. Well. All right. Well, how about one more?
Okay.
Romans 9:13. Just as it is written, Jacob I loved, and Esau I hated.
Who is this? What is this about?
This is Romans 9. And Paul is writing the account of Rebekah's children, twins in the womb prior to birth. And then, just as it is written, Jacob I loved and Esau I hated. The twins' names were Jacob and Esau.
Well, I don't believe in hate, so I can't go there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I don't think anybody should hate anybody for anything.
Okay.
I still don't don't have a comment. I don't have enough background information in Romans to truly understand that passage
or what they were.
All right, last question.
I need to hurry because I have places to go.
All right. If I handed you my Bible, in less than 1 minute, can you find the Ten Commandments?
No.
You can't?
No.
You can't? Okay. No?
Probably not.
Okay. Do you know where they are?
No. That's why I can't find them.
Okay.
That's why I can't find them.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time.